good things must come to an end, like the Broncos' four-game winning streak at Oakland, which vanished in a 34-20 loss that dropped Denver to 5-7 and left the team's playoff hopes in a dire state.
It's going to test a lot of people, and watching the film in the coming weeks will really tell you a lot about each individual on this team. And I mean, I refuse to put anything bad on tape, anything that I would be ashamed of. So, I mean, and mathematically, I feel like we're still in the playoff race. So just do our part and see what happens.
I'm sure mathematically we are, but we're going to have to play much better if we're going to be in the mix than we did today. You can't play like we did and expect to win in the postseason.
But forget about the postseason. In effect, the Broncos are in the playoffs right now. With 7 losses, they're likely out of second chances after Sunday's defeat.
It's more one of those things, you know. I look at the record, we're 5-7. Do we have a chance? Yeah. How big of a chance, I don't know. But, you know, I'm not going to give up. And I know the guys in this locker room aren't going to give up. We're never going to just lay down for anybody.
We put ourselves in a situation where essentially every game was a must win. We didn't get it done. They came out and took it to us early on the first drive. We equaled it out. And then it kind of was in balance till halftime. They came out, got on us early, but then we had a nice stretch there where it looked like we were coming back. And ultimately, they beat us today. You know, they beat us in every phase, really.
But the Raiders beat the Broncos most soundly of all in the turnover battle. All but one of the Raiders' 4 touchdowns was set up by a Broncos giveaway in their own territory.
Well, it's hard to win a football game when you lose a turnover battle like we did. Obviously, I think our turnovers led to 24 points. Credit to the Raiders. You know, they ran the ball better than I was hoping they would. Made the plays when they had to make them, both offensively and defensively. And we had a chance there in that fourth quarter and just couldn't get that drive going.
Indeed, the Broncos had a chance in the final period, down 27-20 and beginning a drive. But Fabian Washington intercepted Jay Cutler, and Justin Fargus scored from 5 yards out 10 plays later. That effectively doomed Denver to its 7th defeat of the year.
You know, this one's hard to put a finger on with so much on the line. I really thought we'd come out and respond well. We just didn't today. Like I said earlier, they beat us in every phase, and you aren't going to win many football games when that happens.
And that's why the Broncos left Oakland with a 2-game losing streak and a reservoir drained of second chances. Until next time, this is Andrew Mason saying take care and thanks for watching.